Blog Talk Radio.
In mind like it's made just for me, but bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I'll love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if I do, it's you, oh it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all these little things, you can't go. In mind like it's made just for me, but bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I'll love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if I do, it's you, oh it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all these little things, you can't go to bed without a cup of tea, and maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me.
I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if it's true, it's you, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all these little things,
you'll never love yourself half as much as I love you. You'll never treat yourself right, darling, but I don't want you to. If I let you know I'm here for you, maybe you love yourself like I love you. Oh,
and I've just let these little things slip out of my mouth, 'cause it's you, oh it's you, it's you, they add up to, and I'm in love with you. And all these little things, I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth,
it's true, it's you, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you, and all your little things.
Hello world, happy Monday. You're listening to The Garden of Enlightenment with Lee Wildove and Grey Eyes Smith. And tonight's show is brought to you by a group on All Poetry called Late Night Poets. And we are a group that has anthologies available on Amazon.com, along with some other show topic books. So feel free to check those out and help support these shows. Okay, so I'm going to post the first link into the group. And we have a SoundCloud for that. Okay, here we go. This is by Marius Alexandru. And here's his SoundCloud.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you?
I can feel in my heart and your smile in the empty room. All the shadows have your charms. I can almost see your smile bloom. I can feel your moist lips, the ocean breeze and memories, the romantic moon's eclipse. I remember all love stories. In your love, I'm lost forever, forgotten in every verse, in every rhyme. I'm floating on a shallow river. Can you find me one more time? We can be again together. We can conquer the whole world. Anything else does not matter. Let the lost flag be unfurled. I can see your eyes each night. The stars are shining on my pillow. Your hair is dancing in the sunrise's light. I can hear your whisper at my window. I can feel your hand squeezing my hand. I still shiver at your touches. I hear singing our old band. I am in love with your innocent blushes. In your love, I'm lost forever, forgotten in every verse, in every rhyme. I'm floating on a shallow river. Can you find me one more time? We can be again together. We can conquer the whole world. Anything else does not matter. Let the lost flag be unfurled.
Seems to have been cut off. After unfurled, it says, I can see your eyes each night. Stars are shining on my pillow. Your hair is dancing in the sunrise's light. I can hear your whispers at my window. I can feel your hand squeezing my hand. I still shiver at your touches. I hear singing our old band. I am in love with your innocent blushes. In your love, I'm forever lost, forgotten in every verse, in every rhyme. I am floating on a shallow river. Can you find me one more time? We can be together. We can be again together. We can conquer the whole world. Anything else doesn't matter. Let love's flag be unfurled. End poem. But no, that was beautiful. I mean, his recording was fantastic. And the poem is loving, endearing, and full of harmonious nature between two people. And I thought it was just beautifully expressed. I'm going to check the phone lines here quick. Oh, hello, Louie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Gray. Yeah,
Hi.
Just to let people know, I wanted to be swooned with love poetry, so I asked people to write new rites or pre-rites to be put in, you know, their best poem. I think Marius did such a beautiful job with this. I even loved the background music that he had in the background. You know, you know, he says that even though that this person he's in love with, he says that he still feels her in her arms, that he can still smell her, her, I guess it's her perfume or bath soap. You know, he says that, you know, when she smiles, you know, her smile just blooms to him. And he says those are the memories that he remembers, and that he remembers all their love stories. And, you know, and then he says that in your love I'm lost forever, forgotten in every verse, every rhyme. I am floating on a shallow river. Can you find me one more time? So, you know, he's just telling her, I want, you know, to be with you, and hopefully our love will unfurl and fly.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Lee. Welcome to the show. So I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind reading that, please, Lee.
Okay, hold on. I got to refresh. Let's see. Okay, here we go. This poem is written by Avery 1421, and it's titled, But They Were Both Mine. Loving her was sweet like honey or lemon, cherry pudding on full lips. She was a drop of morning dew on light grass, fragile, petite. She was soft hands and radiant light that could not dim until 8 o'clock every evening. Loving him was wild and rare, silent rushes, jokes hidden in half smiles. He was subtle bites and nail scratches that felt normal, resilient, giant. He was gentle palms and calloused fingers, bubbles that wouldn't burst until 4 o'clock every morning. End poem.
Beautiful read, Leah. And, you know, this is a delicate and loving poem filled with beautiful imagery, you know. She was like honey or lemon cherry putting on full lips. She was a drop of morning dew on light grass, fragile, petite. She was soft hands and radiant light that would not dim until 8 o'clock every night, every evening. And then, you know, that's her in the first stanza. And then him, you know, he was wild and rare, silent rushes, jokes hidden in half smiles. He was subtle bites and nail scratches. Yeah, just a beautiful poem full of love and desire. What did you think, Lee?
Well, it was beautiful. She looked at both sides of the mirror, the female and the male. And, you know, he was saying that, you know, that she was like honey and cherry and, you know, that she was radiant. And it says that she didn't dim until 8 o'clock in the evening. And then, of course, she talks about him, how, you know, she liked his jokes hidden in half smiles, and that she liked the biting and the nail scratches, and that he was gentle even though he had calloused fingers. And, you know, the bubbles wouldn't burst until 4 o'clock every morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful comment, Lee. Okay, I'm going to check the studio real quick here. See if we have any callers. And it's just us two. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem and post it up. Okay, here we go. And this poem is by Leif Van Amsterdam. It's called Do It to It. We couldn't help but look and stare as our sexual tension filled the air, drawn like magnets closer together. It was a do or die, a now or never, an immediate, intense attraction, an electric, unspoken connection, quickly bonding, though still strangers, not thinking of any possible danger. Speechless without uncomfortable silence, doing just as our desire wants, sharing an ocean's wave like unlike any other, with so much more. Sorry. With so much more. To our lives left to discover. passion finally unleashed from hermitude, highly affectionate, relaxed, and in the mood. I'd do almost anything to make it happen. Look back, reflect, and witness the pattern and form. And he says his latest book, Estranged Days, was published, self-published in 2021. I'm sure this poem is in. But, no, that was a beautiful poem, you know. It's that unspoken attraction that happens between two people when they first see each other. And, you know, it's a rare occasion that you can find this connection. But it is a beautiful thing when you do. What did you think, Lou?
You know, in his author's notes, he talked that this was about lust, sex, a woman, passion, sport, life. You know, so the first, whatever it was, wherever he was, there was that electric connection from them seeing each other the first time. And, you know, he was attracted to her physically. And then, you know, he says that hopefully, you know, he says they were just doing what their desires wanted, but he says that he says in the last sentence, with so much more to our lives left to discover, so maybe he was hoping that she would, they could become a couple. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Wonderful comment, Lou. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. I'll post this up to work with. Here we go. Okay, so you're up, Lou.
Okay. And this is titled True Love Ways by T. Perry, 898. Once a soul without an anchor lost within a raging storm, sought a kind and gentle person who would keep him safe and warm. In an instant, true love happened, so incongruous and sweet. Seems at last he found the person who would make his life complete. Came a lifetime of amusement, seems the two were heavenly blessed. They would build a magic castle full of love and happiness. She, an angel, offered comfort, aimed to soothe his forward brow. He would turn to help her blossom and would tease her from her shell. Tim would usher in two daughters, one outgoing, one refined. His true love, the perfect mother who was loving, sweet, and kind. There were sleepless nights and worries in their tiny, as their tiny ladies grew. Every day was an adventure, and they shared the perfect view. Oh, to think his precious sweetheart brought an avalanche of bliss. Seems this happy fairy story was ignited by a kiss. Years could go all too quickly, vanished. Two small angels found their wings, leaving two dressed in the memories that parenthood would bring. In the arms of his Madonna, whom he worshipped and adored, he had truly found a heaven and a love forevermore. One day, soon these two romantics, full of happiness and scars, shall both buy a one-way ticket to a place amongst the stars. End poem.
Beautiful read, Leah. And this is a touching poem, you know, about two people coming together and having children that they adore and love and watching them grow until the point that they are placed on board a plane that takes them away to the stars. Just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Leah?
Well, you know, the thing with this one, I like the depth of it. You know, he was looking for somebody that would, you know, he could be warm with and would feel safety with, even though his life was a raging storm. And then he says that, you know, instantly he fell in love with this person. And he says, and with that one kiss, you know, that one kiss, he never knew when he first kissed her that he would have a home full of love and that, you know, that she would care for him and soothe his forward brow. and that they had two daughters that were brought into their life, and he watched his wife raise them, and he says even though there were scars and worries and things that happened in life, he says that he was blessed, and he says that he's more than happy to take a one-way ticket to a place amongst the stars with her.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Louise. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up. It's by Rhonda Isary, and it's called Awed by Love. Digging ditches of rejections, crossing oaths of objections, with my love for you, I must do so, to win you over exclusively. The light of love shone on me, I increased with my years, that inner spiritual force seemed to be fettered by my body. I will fight, not get to give it up. Doing love, every love itself to weave our future. Wrote your name all over the walls of nature, carrying you like tomorrow's. The future of us has a big measure of hope. Like the clouds that were in the horizons before the sun came out, is our love. In the depth of my emotions for you is a bottomless, massive sea, my sole destination in life. Past aside storms of doubt and fear, waterfalls of spring will flow once more again. An iota of hesitation cannot sway me, dreaming of our pending union. The warmth of your hug is like the smell of fragrant flowers. The words of sorrow fall from my lips as softly as the tears from my eyes. I so wish the world could know of the intense love I hold for you. End poem. Wow, that was a beautiful poem. Touching, engaging, endearing, full of love and emotions. Just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Lee?
Well, I love the beautiful sentiments, you know, that she has for this person, that she says that she's loved by love. And she says that, you know, for her, that even as she gets older, that her spiritual force is very intact, and that she's letting them know that she will fight and never give up to make sure that they can weave their future together and that they can live together. And then, you know, she says that she will cast aside storms of doubt and fear. Waterfalls of spring will flow once more again. And it says, in an iota of hesitation cannot sway from me, dreaming of our pending union. So she's, you know, she's waiting. She says there's, you know, that she's not afraid. She has no doubt. And that, you know, just like spring water, that she will be refreshment to their lives.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Lou. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here and post this up. And if you wouldn't mind when you see it, please, Lee.
Okay. The lover longs for their beloved by the playful poet. All night I long for you. I long for you under the light of the moon. In a garden is where I wait. I wait with wonder in my eyes. My heart is a bird beating in my breast. It soars the sky singing for you. Each note is a note of love. Its music moves mountains with its magic. And yet I fear the forest of your heart. I fear I may fall and lose my way. For I stumble on stones in the darkness. I trip on rocks in the night. Show me the sign of an open road. Let me see the light of a well-walked path. In the darkness, I long for you. I long for you all night. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And, you know, this is a romantic poem. My heart is a bird beating in my breast. It soars the sky singing for you. Each note is a note of love. Its music moves mountains with its magic. You know, you can feel that as you read it, and it's a beautiful picture that she painted. What did you think, Lee?
Well, I thought, you know, that, you know, this was lovely. I liked how that he says that he waits for her under the moonlight, and that, you know, his heart is palpitating, beating like a bird in his breast, you know, that, you know, that he soars in the sky singing her song, and that each note is of love for her, and that he fills the mountains with its music. I just thought that was so pretty. And that he says that, you know, there's a darkness in her heart, and he's afraid that he might get lost in there. So he's telling her, show me, you know, that there is a road for me to come in. He says, because in this darkness, you know, he will wait for her all night long.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Leah. Okay, I'm going to post the next poem here. And this is by Marvin Goldfarb, and it's called Two Loving Seniors Sonnet by Marvin Goldfarb. Two Loving Seniors Sonnet. Two loving seniors are Sheila and I. Our love began 20 years ago. Our hearts mingled with each and every sigh while we joined together very slow. Believing our health is worth more than wealth, she was disgusted how others would treat. Some busybodies deserve a big belt. This caused her to definitely overeat. Those folks should think and not overreact. Some remarks of others make us shudder because they do not look for every fact. You see, they do not care what they utter. She felt very hurt. Both of us felt hurt. So does that define our love and our worth? And his poem. And, yeah, you know, that's a beautiful, right? You know, it's kind of painful that we were picked on and that it hurt the both of them. But, you know, yeah, it was a very touching piece. What did you think, Leah?
Well, you know, he's saying that, you know, his wife's a soulmate. And he says that they joined very slowly. They got together slowly, and they realized that being healthy was more than wealth. Yeah, because you spend all your wealth paying for your health bills. And it says that, you know, that people can be very cruel and mean to other people. And, you know, I just think people should mind their own business.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Leah. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And when you see this, can you please read it, Leah?
Okay, let me hold on, refresh. I don't see it. Okay, it just popped up. This is titled A Tapestry. Some of the poems, it says the poets are going to call, so make sure I don't read those just in case they do call.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this isn't one of them? I can't remember which one it was. CSA Reader?
I'll just check here.
Yeah, make sure he didn't say he was going to call in. I wrote everything down on the main page. Huh?
It says Reader.
Okay, thank you. A Tapestry of Dreams by Rory Duth. In your eyes are woven dreams, a tapestry of unknown possibilities that ignites my imagination and causes it to dance. Dance with me in the streets, on the beach, in the hours that chase the moon across the constellations. Hear my voice inside, the whispers, brandy love notes, but burst with the song of whiskey drunk. Intoxicated from the stars, from your dress, from your touch. Feel the night's breeze on the softest part of your neck, where kisses have left damp, and my breath has stirred a shiver from swaying hips. Dance with me, in the wind, to the wind, as the ocean drums a sensual rhythm, and the stars retrace our steps and find their path back to where they were born. In your eyes. End poem.
Beautiful read and an excellent write. This is fantastic. you know, I really like the dancing in the streets and on the beach, in the hours that chase the moon across the constellations. I hear my voice inside that whispers brandy love notes, but first with the song of whiskey drunk, intoxicated from the stars of your dress, from your touch. And then, you know, I really liked where, you know, the stars retrace your steps to find their path back to where they were born, in your eyes. How touching is that? Just a beautiful poem. Excellent read, Liu. What did you think, Liu?
Well, I thought it was a beautiful love poem. I loved the picture that he put on his poem. You know, I liked where he says that in your eyes are woven dreams, a tapestry of unknown possibilities that ignites my imagination and causes me causes it to dance. And then he talks about how he wants to dance with her everywhere, in the streets, the beach, the hours under the moon and the pathways. He says that he gets intoxicated with her and drunk from the stars. Just look, you know, from her dress, you know, from her just touching him, and that her kisses, you know, that stirs him. And then, you know, he says, let's go back to where we were both born, and it says, in your eyes. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Liu. Okay, I've got the next poem up, and this is by Red Firefly, and it's called Celestial Being. If I were here to admire you all night, I would ask for 1,000 nights more. One night be greeted by daylight, I'd still have you around to adore. Every day would start with a hangover from drinking my fill of your beauty, and every night I would start over until my eyelids would become droopy. My eyes would memorize every detail, etched along the expanse of your face. In my every touch, love would prevail before I'd gently ease you into an embrace. I'd hold you while being engulfed in a dream, where we'd be waltzing to a sweet symphony. The stars would glitter across the moonbeam that would surround us in its brilliancy. As you'd look more angelic than ever, I'd still wonder how you are so beautiful. Or even in my dreams, I could never gaze enough for my heart to be full. I'd paint your face in a cloudy sky and let the sun rays act as your halo. I would make every ordinary being cry while the pretty ones would ruefully lay low. When morning dew would stir you awake, the world would stop to stare a while. It's a vision that could make hearts ache, made all the more glorious when you smile. If I were to admire you my whole life, I would ask for 1,000 lives more. So in each world, I could be your wife, and you could eternally be mine to adore. End poem. And, yeah, that was a beautiful poem. She says in her author's notes, inspiration struck me after a long time. And, you know, she did a fantastic job with it. You know, her admiration is so deep and profound that it would take 1,000 lifetimes to capture it all. And I thought that was just wonderfully stated. If I were to admire you my whole life, I would ask for 1,000 more lives more. So in each world, I could be your wife, and you could eternally be mine to adore. Just a beautiful poem. So touching. Liu, what did you think?
You know, this was such a beautiful poem of love, and you nicely read it. You know, I liked where she says, and you look more angelic than ever. I still wonder how you are so beautiful, for even in my dreams, I can never gaze enough for my heart to be full. And when you love somebody that much, you never get tired of looking at them. And here she's telling him that she needs 1,000 more years, you know, what you read in that stanza, to love this person even more. That the love would never, one day is never enough with them. One look is never enough either.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Liu. Okay, I'm posting the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please, Liu. Or actually, no, this is my read. Okay. This is by Kai Bob, and it's called Fields of Laughter. There you are. First kiss to last forever. flying dancing candles, burnt to wax, melting memory of skin, hiding from her fragrant, searching fingers, black lace fantasies still sighing, painting strokes of yesterday's climax. Did you stow away? Stay behind me to remind me of her tremors, passion fruit intoxicating witch hazel eyes, my soaring soul forever scented. She left her pictures too, dreams manifest in such measure of delight. Her smile stretches as she feels my rising star explode auroras deep within. Some memories are forever. Some thoughts are born to touch, so deep, so fast, so foreverlasting, as feathers taste in sipping sensual expression. In the wetness of sliding skin, every sense is brought to magic. First kissed, last, as every move is motion driving focus even deeper. As bursting wave explodes in emancipation, we are raised in wave, alive, as breath of soul in quaking quiver. End poem. Yeah, that was beautiful. I mean, you know, it's romantic and it's heartfelt, it's desirous and deep, loving poem. It was fantastic imagery as well. What did you think, Lee?
Well, it was very romantic. I liked her similes. She has so many sensuous remembrances in here. It's rich. Right here where I thought this was beautiful, passion fruit intoxicating, witch hazel eyes, my soaring soul forever scented. You know, that she left her imprint on her forever. And she says that, you know, when she smiles, she feels like a rising star and explodes the aureas deep within. And it says that, she says, you know, some thoughts are born to touch so deep, so fast, so forever lasting. A feather's taste in sipping central expressions. This was beautiful.
Wonderful comment, Lou. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on, I've got a caller. Hi, Bobby. Is that you?
Hi, yes it is.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going? Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I had to wait until my bread was done, take it out of the oven.
I love fresh bread. Delicious. This is Bobby. She's one of our hosts for our radio show with Daniel. If you would like to, tell us what you're going to have coming up.
Well, I thought you were going to have someone read
remember.
First.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Well, all right. Well, since you just got
wait.
On,
I'm not going anywhere.
Would you like to read the? Okay. Would you like to read the next poem by Serious Clown?
I don't mind if you
since
want
you
me
have...
to. I'll be glad to. Okay.
Yes.
I Love You by Serious Clown. Your beauty is shining bright like sunlight in your hair. Your skin is pure and white like snowflakes in the air. And if I could find the words to say how much I care, I'd say I love you. Your face is the face of an angel from the sky. Your smile is happiness. No need to ask me why, for every time I'm with you, I'm so happy I could cry, because I love you. Your hair is warm and flowing like a summer breeze that blows. Your hands are soft and gentle like the petals on a rose. I guess it must be clear by now that everyone knows how much I love you. End poem.
Beautiful read, Bobby. This is a delightful poem. You know, it's light and airy and full of emotions and a deep resonating love for his woman. And I thought it was just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Leah?
I'm sorry, I'm coughing. We got high winds. What I loved about this poem is I liked how it rhymes softly and how he describes, you know, her in the first paragraph. And then I liked in the second paragraph, your face is the face an angel from the sky. Your smile is happiness. No need to ask me why. For every time I'm with you, I'm so happy I could cry. I got a big kick out of that.
Great comment there. Thank you. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Very sentimental, but old-fashioned. It's like one of those things you'd find on a lace Valentine. But nonetheless, beautiful, a classic, very smooth rhyming, a pleasure to read, just a really delightful piece to write to someone that you care about.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Bobby. Thank you. Okay, Lou, you're up.
You are simply a beauty of life by way down upon joy. Your smile, whenever our smiles meet, propels a thrill, makes my life sweet. And joyful as joyful does, the truth I share, I'm blessed by love. Gray, I need to call.
Yes.
Can you have
Okay. I question if you feel this too, but silence fills that interlude, so I am left to fill that space. The truth I share, I'm blessed with grace. I reminisce, remember all the times we shared, before life's sprawl. Because of this, I'm in my prime. The truth I share, I'm blessed by time. So magic is as magic does. The strength I gain is gained through love. When you are not near, I find I cope. The truth I share, I'm blessed with hope. Your shadow walks along with me, although your eyes cannot see. Somehow I sense you won't forsake. The truth I'm share, I'm blessed by faith. Your smile, whenever our smiles meet, propels a thrill, makes my life sweet. And joyful is as joyful does. The truth I share, I'm blessed with love. And in his author's notes, he says, beautiful life and beautiful love that makes no demands on anyone. And the enjoyment comes in its naturalness, just to be naturally what it is, joy and comment. But it's a beautiful poem filled with love and laughter and desire and passion for somebody who makes your life sweet by smiling. And I thought it was just a beautiful example of that. What did you think, Lee?
Did you say me?
Yes.
Well, you know, I thought this, you know, this was just beautiful because, you know, when love doesn't take work, it only takes work if only one person's doing it. And what I loved about this poem was the sentiments that he has for the person that he's so deeply in love with. You know, he mentioned this twice. Your smile, whenever our smiles meet, propels a thrill. I got such a big kick out of that wording. Makes my life sweet. And joyful as joyful does, the truth I share, I'm blessed by love. And to have somebody just, you know, like he says, love does not take work. What it takes is you give yourself to somebody and they give themselves back. And I just thought this was beautiful.
Absolutely wonderful comment, Lou. And Bobby, what did you think?
Felt like another old-fashioned piece, but still very, very sentimental, but very romantic, very earnest. Here is someone who adores the other person, and they're saying so in so many different ways. I'm blessed with grace, love, time, hope, faith, and I'm blessed by love. And it starts and ends with I'm blessed by love. And it's a beautiful rhyming piece. It's nicely done.
Absolutely wonderful comment, Bobby. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up. It's by Adrian 41062, and it's called Perfect. Perfect pink skin, a mop of hair. Through tears of joy I stare. to see life before life's first breath. I'd love you, child, even after death. Piercing bluest eyes, tiny little feet, perfect hands, you look so complete. First breath, first cry rings in my ear. Flush, pink flushed cheeks, crocodile tears. I'll nurture you, protect you every day. When you're older, we'll have hours to play. Joy and pain, you'll give me all my years. For now, baby, I'll hear your cries in my ears. End poem. End poem. And this is to his newborn baby, which is just a beautiful thing. I thought it was just wonderfully engaging and enchanting and a powerful poem on the subject of a baby. What did you think, Leah? Hello, Leah? I can't hear you. Bobby?
Yes, sir?
What did you think? What did you think, Bobby?
Never having been a parent, I can only look at this as an observer. It does seem, though, that this parent, it's got to be their firstborn. I'll nurture you, protect you every day. When you're older, we'll have hours to play. Here's a person who rejoices in being a parent, which is delightful, and they're the kind of people that should have children because they appreciate them so much and they nurture them and protect them. And this is a beautiful sentiment that someone wrote to their newborn, which is something they can give to them when they get older.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you. Lee, what did you think?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you know, I just thought this was a beautiful poem, you know, how he says that, you know, before he would lose his breath, he was blessed with the first breath of seeing his child being born, you know. And then I liked how he goes, you know, into the description where you look at their little eyes and then you look at how big their feet are and their toes and then you take their hands and, you know, and then when you hear them, you know, cry for the first time, you know, it's you just can't help. Anytime you hear a newborn, you know, the especially if you like children, you will always see people turn around to go, oh, why's your baby crying? Oh, what's wrong with the baby? You know, so other people even can hear the baby crying and, you know, they adore, you know, it's not just you that adores the baby. So many people adore the baby. And I'm glad he's there to protect her. I'm glad he was there to protect her.
I'm sorry, you weren't supposed to hear that.
Well, hear what?
I said, not me.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, you know, it's very challenging and it's very time consuming, you know, and,
yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, it's a decision you have to make. It just makes, you know, now that you bring that up, people who want babies can't have them, and the ones who have them sometimes don't take care of them. So this baby was blessed with both parents that would be there for her because it takes a village. It's not just the parents. It's the grandparents. It's the friends. It's the uncles. It's the aunties. You know, it's everybody, and they will blossom if, you know, if they have a village or just, you know, the two parents that rejoice in that child and make the child feel wanted and loved.
I live on a cul-de-sac and with a pipe stem off of it, which is kind of like a private drive with a bunch of more houses. And this is like the watch the birds make nests and bear their young and teach them to fly, and then they fly away, and the parents. Well, this is the second set of fledglings for this block. All the families have children, some as young as like 2 or 3, and matter of fact, the one behind me is like an 18-month-old. But it's because we have a cul-de-sac. Basically, they have a basketball hoop out there and soccer.
Yeah, they're in circles.
Soccer goals, and all the kids will come out in that cul-de-sac and play. And the parents will sit there in lawn chairs, sometimes play with them, just sometimes just chat. But they all look after each other's kids. Matter of fact, even the kids look after each other's kids. The little girls next to are like 12 and 10, and they look after the younger ones.
Aww.
So it's fun. Yeah, it's fun to watch. But you'll encounter in me something you have never probably encountered in your life. I have never held a baby.
Well,
really? You've held puppies and kitty cats and stuff, right?
Puppy, all kinds of baby animal wildlife, but never a baby human. And he used to kill me because some of the officers or the troops would, their wives would have children, and they'd come in with the new kids, and everybody's oohing and aahing over them, and they'd say, would you like to hold my baby? I said, no. Absolutely not. and I won't fawn over them either, because my grandmother had a superstition about that. So I just don't, you know, if the child is attractive, I said it's a handsome child. But I've never held one, and I have no desire to hold one. Although I have made a promise to someone that when she finally has children, I will hold hers.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm open. That
yeah, they're addictive. They're addictive because you start kissing them. But when they crap in their pampers, you just give them back to their mom, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. Take them. Yeah. My mom said, that's how it worked. Because when I was born, my parents were living in a basement flat with my grandparents, and my uncle was living upstairs too, her brother. And I was a toddler or very little, and my mother had just gotten through feeding me. And I think it was strained peas and carrots. And my uncle started playing with me, and he's hoisting me up in the air. And my mother's telling him, "Don't do that!
Oh no, you're gonna puke!"
All over my uncle's face and shirt, and he just kind of like stopped and didn't shake him. Take her. You know, she warned him. She tried to warn him. He wouldn't listen.
That was a quickly learned lesson.
Oh, yeah. I think I made it up to him. Anyway, this is a very beautiful piece.
That's funny.
And like I said, I appreciate it for the sentiment behind it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Liu, would you mind reading the next one? A Dark Night of the Soul?
I will try.
Okay.
Did you put it up? Because I don't see it. Is it by Dark Night?
Yes, Dark Night of the Soul.
Okay. It was a little further up. Dark Night of the Soul 2. By Dark Night of the Soul. My love comes in the brightness of the moon, when winds barely whisper through the trees. My love comes silent as a sleeping dove, my heart so full it brings me to my knees. Together we will go, my love. Let shining a moon be our guide, holding hands as one. We are. All others sleep inside. Chest to chest, we pull in close. Heartbeats sharing the same tune. Meet me at the bridge, my love, beneath a silver-hued moon. How the breeze teases your hair, my love, a caress as my hand. But the jealous rivers cry, my love, for a love they could not understand. For we secretly rendezvous, cradled by the breast of trees. None may know of our desire, my love, to the entwined eight as tightly as we please. At night we watch the moon and stars. The forest is our bedroom. The grass is pillows to rest our heads. Before them this morning sun shall bloom. Our secret lovebirds we two. For all the moments by moonlight we stole in our forest bed, the company of trees, knowing the dark night of the soul. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And in his author's notes, he says, one of my favorite songs and poems is Dark Night of the Soul, where my name comes from. One interpretation of it has two lovers so connected that they become each other metaphorically. I'm channeling that here. And he did a wonderful job of channeling that. You know, you can feel the lovers becoming one in this piece. And then, you know, the rivers wouldn't understand the love that's so deep. But, you know, at night we watch the moon and stars. The forest is our bedroom. The grass is pillows to rest our heads. Before the morning sun shall loom, our secret love binds we two. For all the moments by moonlight we stole in our forest bed in the company of trees, knowing the dark night of the soul. Yeah, just a beautiful poem. Excellent read, Leah. What did you think, Bobby?
It is beautiful. It's passionate. It's romantic. It's sensual. It is a very well-crafted piece. It is very heartfelt. And it just, this is something, if you read this to someone, they'll just melt.
Yeah, I agree, Bobby. Thank you. And Lou, what are your thoughts?
You know, I just thought this was beautiful. It was very romantic. I loved how, you know, it just reminded me of the romantic period when they would write poems, how it's almost lyrical in here sometimes. I could literally hear somebody plucking a guitar in the background in Renaissance time. But what I loved about this was he's talking about a secret to love here. You know, he says that he's waiting for her, that he's waiting for his love. And he says that they will both go, and they will go into the forest where they were lay down in the forest under the moonlight between the breast of the trees. He says, none may know of our desire, my love, to be entwined as tightly as we please. So, you know, this was, you know, a beautiful nightly romantic poem.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leah. And Bobby, would you mind reading the next one, please?
Would I mind? Absolutely not. Stop twisting my arm. Okay. All righty. Okay. I just, time to refresh. My screen is having its way with me. Oh, well, I think I will, especially since it's written by me. Hard ass. All right. This is nothing new to either of you. You've heard this before. But I think this is one of the best ones I've ever written. Winged Beloved. My beloved has exquisite wings, delicate, slender, feathered things, wondrous, graceful to behold. With gentle curvature, they unfold in outstretched grace and tapering tip. Like Eros, Greek god of desire, her wings carry our passion higher than mind can reach or eyes can see. Our ardor reaches apogee, ascending gloriously. We then slip beyond the ken of mortal soul. Intoxicated, we extol the euphoria of our rapturous flight, traveling starlit skies of night soaring through the cloudless jet. As Daedalus poising upon beaten air, we void upwards unaware of earthly bounds. We hang suspended in space and time, our fervor blended, lovers sojourn none will forget. In ecstasy, we two souls arise through star-pocked ebony velvet skies toward celestial strata beyond compare as delicate remiges fill with air to our boundless delectation. Into heaven's vault we are propelled, our concupiscence unparalleled. How glorious our ardor's delights desire, reaching epic heights until the gods witness our consummation. End poem.
Beautiful read, Bobby. And that's such a touching poem, you know. It's filled with love and passion and desire and, you know, an ethereal love that is beyond the reach of many. And, you know, you two share that, so that's a beautiful thing. Excellent read, excellent write, Bobby. And what did you think, Leah?
You know, I think this is more beautiful hearing you read it the second time, Bobby, because it just makes you feel like, you know, you could grow wings and just fly like the Greek gods of desire, you know, and, you know, to fly into that person's arms. You know, there's so many gorgeous, like, you know, beyond the ken of mortal soul, intoxicated we extol. And then here it says that we're of earthly bounds, we hung suspended in space and time, our fever blended, in lover's sojourn none will forget. And then I love this one, in ecstasy we two souls arise through star-pocketed ebony velvet skies. Oh my God, that is so beautiful. Towards celestial strata beyond compare, as delicate rains fill the air to our boundless I have problems with, believe it or not, I used to stutter as a child. So sometimes it's when I'm tired or I take some, you know, medication, it makes me, my tongue gets tongue-tied. But I love it when you guys help me say something I can't say. I'll be sitting here.
So bad it took my mom. My mother told me that actually English was her second language. She spoke Polish as a child, didn't learn English until she went to school, and she said it took her years of practice to learn to correctly pronounce the word aluminum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. When I wrote this, what I had in mind was how when you are so deeply in love, the elation just of seeing the person, of being with them, makes you feel like you could fly.
Yes.
And that's
and you do feel
that's
that.
What was the whole genesis of it was the feeling, the euphoria that you get that makes you feel like you could just rise off the ground and levitate, that you could fly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
that's
you
did.
Beautiful.
You did a wonderful job, Captain. Beautiful, Bobby. Okay, Lou, you're up next, please.
Let me see if I can find it. By Incubus? Okay.
Yes.
What is this thing called love? By Incubus 2. Four letters or one syllable. A word, feeling, or thought. Emotions one has got to learn, as this cannot be taught. It can't be seen by mortal eyes or heard upon the breeze, yet some say that it has a taste when lips and tongues say please. It can't be held, but can be felt, but not with hands, but hearts, and some say that it never ends, not once it truly starts. Some say it cures, some say it hurts, some say it is a disease. Some say it's cruel, some say it's kind, some say it can appease. The heart seeks out its perfect mate, the mind seeks out the proof, the body craves to feel its warmth. The soul begs for the truth. So take my hand and lead me where the answers can be found. And I will promise always, dear, my heart to your heart bound. End poem.
Wow. Beautiful read, Lee. And it's based on a E.E. Cummings poem. Love is thicker than forget, more thinner than recall, more seldom than a wave is wet, more frequent than to fall. It is most mad and moonly, unless it shall unbide, unbe, than all the sea which only is deeper than the sea. Love is less than always to win, less than never than alive, less bigger than the least begin, less littler than forgive. It is most sane and surly, and cannot, and more it cannot die than all the sky which is only higher than the sky. So that's what it was based on. And I thought he did a fantastic job of capturing the essence of that poem there. You know, four letters or one syllable, a word, a feeling or a thought, emotions one has got to learn, as this cannot be taught. Yeah, just a beautiful poem. And he won a gold place in that, a gold medal in that contest. So he did a wonderful job of capturing the essence of that poem. And I thought it was just beautifully crafted. What did you think, Bobby?
This was a wonderful piece of writing. I find it daunting. As a matter of fact, I tend to skew the contest that say, read this poem and then write another poem about it. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I feel like I'll be regurgitating what I'm reading. So I find it daunting when they say something like, you know, take a poem and write another poem about it. And I think that he's done a beautiful job of echoing the sentiment and the feeling of it without reinventing it. It's beautifully done. The rhyming, the cadence is very pleasing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
You know, my thoughts are that I could actually see Incubus thinking about this. I could see him, you know, of course, it's a four-letter word. We know that love is, you know, love is taught. And as we grow, we start searching for somebody that has the same and also not the same connection, the yin and the yang. And it says that, but for me, you know, he says that you just can't feel it with your hands. It's not just physical. I do believe love comes first before the physical part comes in. And though he says, even though love is known to hurt and cause issues, he says that when you find that perfect mate, you know, you're not thinking about all those things that people tell you, you know, oh, don't do that or don't do this. You know, your body wants to, your mind and your body wants the proof of that person that you connect with to feel their warmth. And you want to beg the truth, you know, will they love you as much as you love them? So, and then, you know, that he says is that if you take my hand, he says our hearts will be bound forever. I thought that was just gorgeous, romantic and gorgeous.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Louie. Thank you. Okay, I've got this next one. I've got the next poem up. It's called Just Know, A Far More Touching Scene by Titus Luen, and I have a sound card for that. Here we go.
Just Know, A Far More Touching Scene. Didst raise above upon which slept a snow-white dove, for which 'twas kept within me deep. For how long snow shall wholly keep the status quo? Afar from touch I do explore. This much is such to sweet adore the deep duck down, a bird a suave more soothing gown, of silkwood south. Intrepid dreams, lovelorn drifting, snow sultry themes show uplifting, not in absence, moving tales as those whose alliance said silence chose. White as the snow doth lay its qualms around me, show how deep love calms the balmy air. Of spring it shall be winter, spare no weight, morale.
Beautiful read. A fantastic poem as well, you know. Didst rise above, raise above upon which slept a snow-white dove, for which 'twas kept within me, deep, for how long snow shall wholly keep the status quo. I really like his language that he used in it. It's very classical. And it has a, you know, it's beautiful. You know, the whole thing is metaphorically rich and steeped in desire and passion. What did you think, Lee?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, Titus got a gold in this because I just thought this poem was just as beautiful as it was stunning, as it was classical. You know, I loved the music that he chose. I loved the wording that he chose. Where it says that intrepid dreams, lovelorn drifting, snow, sultry things, show lifting, not an absence, moving tales of those whose alliance said silence chose. You know, he is such a talented and beautiful writer, and I just enjoy reading everything that he writes. This is gorgeous.
Well said. Thank you, Liu. And Bobby, what did you think?
Well, me studying it. I'm looking at it from the technical point of view. It almost is, I'm sure there's a name for it, which I don't know right now, but he's got a very structured piece here. It's almost like an abbreviated iambic pentameter, because it's four syllables each line. The rhyme is A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, almost like a sonnet. But as you know, and he goes through the whole piece. And I was, as it was being read, I was hearing the rhythm. And it's four syllables each line, four syllables each line. The ending, the end words rhyme beautifully, where they don't rhyme. He's got great assonance. Mm-hmm. This is a very well-crafted piece. The language, I can tell you, is not easy. I wrote for the Midsummer Night's Dream contest that just, I guess, ended last week or so. I picked out my favorite Shakespeare quote, and I decided, because it was Shakespearean quote, to write a Shakespearean sonnet. And I wanted to write it in the language. And let me tell you something, that is not easy. And he makes it look effortless. He does, and he makes it sound it makes it sound natural. And I wrote a piece, and I really had to think about when I wrote this sonnet, and that was only 14 lines.
Wow!
So this is a beautiful piece, very very classical piece. All right, and
I agree.
Thank you, Bobby. Okay, I've got the next piece up. This is by Daniel Deschino, and it's called Connected Hearts. What fate of fortune brought to me my love to sing life's harmony? And when life calls me off to foreign land, I long to hold your healing hands. If oceans between brought many a mile, I'd part them with ease just to see you smile. As mountains grow to block my path, a chance to kiss, they feel my wrath, and deserts threaten with deadly thirst. I challenge them to do their worst. And I look back through so many years, when you sheltered my heart from romantic fears. In a loveless world, I would no longer roam, as in your comforting eyes, I have found my home. And no, silly and cliche, my word you may find, love is, there is no reasoning, so please be kind. And no distance may keep us some moments apart. Nothing can take what you've left in my heart. For to hear your voice, such a sound, let it sing. I just listen for birds and the joy that they bring. To feel your touch and your long flowing hair, all I need is the sunlight and the warm summer air. The magical moment of each loving kiss, I just need to remember, and my world becomes bliss. So although when the world does lead us astray, our hearts dance together, even when we are away. And what brings me to life is the longing of when these dreams will be over, and I'll see you again. End poem. Well, that was beautiful. That was a fantastic write by Daniel. You know, it captures the essence of loving somebody so deeply that even when you're apart, nothing can take what you've left in your heart. And to hear your voice, such a sound, let it sing. Just listen for the birds and the joy that they bring. To feel your touch and your long flowing hair, all I need is the sunlight and the warm summer air and the magical moment of each loving kiss. I just need to remember, and my world becomes bliss. Yeah, a fantastic, touching poem full of love and reverence. Just a beautiful write. What did you think, Leah?
can you hear me, Gray?
Yes.
Make sure I'm not muted. You know, I thought this was a beautiful poem about somebody's life. I don't know if this is his life or not, but it reminded me so much of the people that are in the military or they're in the Red Cross or, you know, they're in some job that pulls them away across the ocean where they're literally either being stationed or gone for months. And what you're left with, he says that even though if the oceans between them brought any smile, I'd part them with ease just to see you smile. You know, he's talking about parting the ocean just to see her smile. And then, what I love the most, he says that distance may keep us apart some moments apart, but nothing can take what you've left in my heart. And so he says, you know, when he can hear her voice, you know, he hears birds sing. But what I really love right here was he says, what brings me to life is the longing of when these dreams will be over and I'll see you again. You know, that time, that, you know, expectancy where you have all those memories that you've carried with you when you're parted and you keep them tucked away. And then when you get to finally come home again, you get to taste all those memories again. I thought this was a beautiful and deep love poem.
Wonderful comment, Lou. Thank you. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Very deeply romantic. You can sense from the tenor of the piece that it is an established relationship. It runs very deep. They're devoted to each other, and this is a piece that is more than love. It speaks of devotion. And the kind of connection that you see between couples every once in a while, and when you see it, when I see it, I envy it. It's like older couples walking hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's two lives being shared, and it's like they resonate as one. And it's a beautifully touching piece, and there's a lot of emotion in it, and he did a very, very fine job on it.
Beautiful comment, Bobby. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up. It's by Salwa, and she has a sound card, so I'll play that.
I love poems. Since complaint sans plainte. Since complaint, may watery eyes, seeing down, sprinkle, sparkle on flowers that awaken. A ray of sunshine dressed my smile with an unheard of brilliance. Oh, how beautiful everything is. Air so sweet, pink-tinted sky, sleeping lake. Am I dreaming, or is it happiness before my rebellious eyes? Sans plainte, mes yeux attristés gémissent, au lever de l'aurore, poudroyant son étincelle, sur des fleurs qui s'éveillent. Un rayon de soleil fait-il mon sourire, avec un éclat inouï. Que tout est beau, l'air si doux, le ciel teinté de rose, le lac qui coule. Est-ce un rêve ou est-ce un bonheur sous mes yeux? Rebelle, end of poem.
Well, that was reverential and deeply emotional poem. It's just filled with such a delicate beauty that she always seems to have in her work. Oh, how beautiful everything is. Air so sweet, pink-tinted sky, sleeping lake. Am I dreaming, or is it happiness before my rebellious eyes? Just a beautiful, touching poem. What did you think, Lee?
You know, I love hearing Sawa read. I smiled when I was listening to her accent where she says, sprinkle its sparkle on flowers that awaken. It just made me smile because I just miss her. I'll be looking forward to when she comes back. You know, it's true. We can feel some type of unhappiness or some thought can be making us tear up or our eyes water. But when the sun comes up and you go outside and you see the sky and you see the sleeping lake, you know, no matter how we're feeling inside, there's that turmoil because we appreciate beauty. And, you know, and here she said, you know, that no matter what's going on in your life and what's going on around us, beauty surrounds us if we would just open up our rebellious eyes and see. Beautiful poem, Salwa.
Thank you to you. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
I am in awe of this woman. The way she is able to assemble a poem, and it's with such delicacy every time. It's like she's taken a piece of paper and pen and ink and created a souffle. Every time, it rises. It's lighter than air. And it's delicious. She is the master chef of the pen and paper. She just does a beautiful job. I like this one. A ray of sunshine, dress my smile. Just those two lines there. How beautiful everything is. Air is so sweet. Am I dreaming, or is it happiness before my rebellious eyes? I really like it.
Well said. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Bobby, you're up next to read, please.
Okie dokie. Oh, I love it. So are you gonna make it? You okay?
Yeah. I thought I was muted.
We'll get some water.
Okay. So before you start reading, I'm gonna mute myself in case I start coughing.
Hello, Bobby. You gotta change your brand, Lou. You. My forgotten dream, you make me hear Vivaldi. Chlorine mingled with the sauce-laden air, smoke tendrils parched, and I first saw you. Cyan velour drapes around thin frame like the July sky, and Granny Smith apple eyes crinkle above angled cheeks and stretching smile. Glass weaving with periwinkle night, the story of us begins. 2. College unfolds on a forested campus, and in a tiny cinder block room, our bodies curl like twisted vines on jersey knit sheets. October sun streams, washing us in the golden reflection of new love. 3. Brisk ocean spray, since January days driving along the coast, my hand covering trembling fingers like a glove. The wind whips turquoise locks like storming waves, and my head turns to face you, drinking in quiet profile, letting you settle in my veins. 4. Savoring light April rains, sprinkling down like shooting stars, my petal lips brush dewy mouth, curving nose, glowing brow. We blossom like perennial flowers, finding strength in our entwined roots. End poem.
Well, that was a beautiful read, Bobby. And such a delightful poem filled with, you know, a deep love and reverence for their partner here. But, you know, I really like the beginning. Chlorine mingled with the sauce-laden air, smoke tendrils when I first saw you. Cyan velour grapes around thin frame like the July sky, and Granny Smith apple eyes crinkle above angled cheeks and a stretching smile. Laughs weaving with periwinkle night, the story of us begins. And, you know, and then he goes into the detail of their encounter, and I thought it was just a beautiful pen. What did you think, Leah?
That was just a beautiful read, Bobby, and this was just a beautiful poem. You know, I'm always singing something, and sometimes classical music, even my birds sing classical music, you know, and I love Vivaldi, the Four Seasons. You know, I thought, you know, that she first, you know, to me it was, you know, spring, winter, because she was saying that the air was laden. And, you know, usually wintertime the winds are blowing. So I know that's just what I saw in my mind. And then she starts going into the next season, you know, July, where she talks about the description of what she looks like. And then I guess they get to know each other because they become, as college unfolds, so, you know, they became lovers. And, you know, she's just going through the seasons, and she's going through their romantic love life that they're sharing. And, you know, I just thought it was so beautiful because she says that savoring light April rain, sprinkling down like shooting stars, my petal lips brush, dew mouth, curving nose, glowing brow, we blossom like perennial flowers, finding strength in our twined roots. You know, and, you know, and that, you know, to me, that's what love makes you feel like. It makes you feel like as if you are blossoming and you're radiating in front of that person because of the love that, you know, they're showing and you're receiving. I thought this was just gorgeous. And I know I'm saying that for every poem because every poem is gorgeous.
Yeah, they are. Thank you, Leah. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Whoops. I thought I was on mute. I really enjoyed this. The title makes me remember a quote from, I believe, the film is "The Mirror Has Two Faces," where Streisand plays a college literature professor, and she said that. She said that one author said that falling in love is like hearing Vivaldi. And I believe one of the things that they play at the end of the film was Nelson Dorme, which is a beautiful aria. But it just the first section, the way he's divided this up into chapters in their lives. When I read it over again, it reminded me, it sounds like a backyard party. Chlorine mingled with the sauce-laden air, smoke tendrils part, and I first saw you. It sounds like a backyard barbecue, and she comes through the sliding glass door, past the velour drapes, and his description is so stunning. Around a thin frame like the July sky and Granny Smith apple eyes crinkle above angled cheeks and stretching smile. That is just so beautifully phrased. This whole piece has got great visual imagery, the metaphors. It's just a superb piece. I've already tucked it away in my favorites.
Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Louis, would you mind reading the next one, please?
That was an excellent comment, Bobby. Dark Liquid Silk by Pete Black. The weeping willows hang with sighs above the river glass. I dip the oars into the sheen and out with the ripples pass. Across the boat, I watch her face, light dapples in her hair, the covert smile she can't repress sends mischief through the air. Beyond the warmth of summer sun, a heat between us glows, our fractured hearts that time unspun, remeld as old love grows. Through liquid silk I haul the blades, her sapphire eyes grow wide, the boughs and past the glades, in unison we glide. She tosses her hair and shifts her pose, him rising up her leg, expression sending lightning sparks toward a power keg. With bumble sound, I stop the boat against the river shore, her cheeks flushed red, her lips apart, with need I can't ignore. I leap across and cup her face. Her glowing skin feels hot. Our lips connect with ragged breath, re-sparking time forgot. End poem.
Beautiful read, Liu. But, you know, I really like his analogy of, you know, being on a canoe and, you know, falling in love all over again with this person that he's loved before. She tosses her hair and shifts her pose, hem rising up her leg. Expressions sending lightning sparks toward a powder keg. That was beautiful metaphor right there. And then, you know, I really liked, I lean across and cup her face. Her glowing skin feels hot. Our lips connect with ragged breath, re-sparking times forgot. Yeah, just a beautiful moment in time. Absolutely beautiful. What did you think, Bobby?
I really enjoyed it. You got some stunning poetry here tonight. This is another beautifully crafted piece. The rhyme and meter of it, just flawless. The cadence is melodic. And the storytelling is beautiful. It's romantic. It's nostalgic. Speaking of summer, and a boat ride, and then the last stanza, I lean across and cup of face, and it's just it is very romantic, very touching.
Absolutely wonderful comment, Bobby. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
Can you hear me, Gray?
Yes.
You know, when I was a comment, something that Bobby said, all of a sudden that song from the 70s came in my head, Rock the Boat. And, you know, this just made me think of that because you know, not only was this beautifully penned, you know, the storytelling is easy to follow along. You can see it. And what I ended up noticing was as he went down further, you got involved and started in, you know, getting involved in the poem, like, you know, with, I started, you know, she's lifting up the hem of her leg. And of course, you know, like hint, hint, and, you know, you can just see the lightning, you know, even like in the cartoons where you see that electricity of the two people looking at each other, you know, and he says it was just like a powder keg. It says that with a bumble sound, I stopped the boat against the river shore, her cheeks flush red, her lips apart. With need, I can't ignore. So, you know, you got to help the lady out, right? So
right.
He
jumped
over in the boat, and he cupped her face, and, you know, how beautiful to still have that romantic electricity you have towards somebody to see that it's still there, and hopefully the romance just blossomed. I love this poem. It was gorgeous. Another gorgeous.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Lee. Okay, I've got the next poem up. It's by Frank, and it's called, it's by Poetic Picasso, a.k.a. Frank, and it's called My Beautiful Flower, and he has a SoundCloud.
Mi amor. In my colorful garden, you are my beautiful flower, with a fresh lavender scent permeating the blossoming rose, imbued with intoxicating petals, infusing the exotic breeze that caresses with seductive whispers. Your lips are like a soft sepals that unfold, waiting for my kiss. Your central voice serenades me within the moonlight glow. Your smile is the glisten of the dripping dew of the evening rain. The night conceals the romantic shadows of passionate lovers. The morning reveals the warm refulgence of our blissful love. I feed off your nibbling nectar like a hypnotic bee under your spell, tickling the edges of your vestal petals as you are fully awakened anew by the fluttering of my wings that make you then swoon inside, for I breathe the smell of your drenching fragrance, seducing me. Sé el dulce sabor de mi sed, el anhelo de mi hambre, el amor floreciente que desfloro. Déjame sorber de tu nectar. Be the sweet taste of my thirst and the longing of my hunger. The blooming love I deflower. Let me sip from your nectar. Mi amor. Me, Flora, in the poem.
Beautiful, beautiful read, like an excellent SoundCloud. And the poem is, you know, it's reverential, it's romantic, it's deeply engaging and touching. You know, you can feel the love in this man's heart for his lover. And, you know, I thought it was just a beautiful reflection of his love for his life and for his lover. So just a wonderful write, excellent read. Frank, Louis, what did you think?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I think Frank could literally knock any woman's bobby socks off at any time. His writing is sensual. It's like slowly sipping wine that, you know, that you're getting tipsy and you feel almost drugged in here. like this, where he says, your lips are like the soft sepals that unfold waiting for my kiss. Oh, I just thought that was just so deeply sensual. And, you know, there is something about voices when they're talking to each other in sensual form. Your voice changes, I guess because your lips swell and your tongue swells. And, you know, and then, you know, he just starts talking about that. I love this. Si el dulce sabor de mi sed, be the sweet taste of my thirst. Oh, my God. Woo, woo.
Absolutely. And, Bobby, I hope you had your seatbelt fashioned for that one.
I'm becoming too predictable. Excuse me while I put out my cigarette. when Louis made her comment, it made me think of something, a film I saw this weekend, which was a remake of Cyrano de Bergerac. And Peter Dinklage plays Cyrano, which I thought was a great departure from, rather than Cyrano being having the long, large nose, having the facial imperfection, they made Cyrano de Bergerac a dwarf, which it was brilliant. I think it was inspired. But the reason I thought of it was because, as the story goes, Cyrano helps Christian romance Roxanne. And he writes these beautiful letters to her, and the moment that Christian gets alone with her, he cannot recreate anything that Cyrano has written, because he simply hasn't the facility. And it is a classic example of what you said, is that here, and of course she falls in love with Cyrano in the end. But here is a case of where the woman, there's a man who is physically attractive, but what really, really captures her heart is his spirit, his soul, and the way he expresses himself. And the whole thing, I watched it a couple of times, and it just brought home the fact that, and I was thinking of Frank's poetry, too. I was thinking, here's a classic example of the written word just really conveying a message with such elegance and feeling that, like Lou said, Frank, read the poem and I'd say I'll follow you. Where are we going?
Yeah. Absolutely.
One comment,
Bobby, thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up. It's by Kay, and it's called The Inlet Body of Respectability. And she has a SoundCloud, so I will play that.
The Inlet Body of Respectability by Kay. Baby doll of his strength, as she is the wine of his reservoir depths. Strong arms of tenderness carries me to the water, his eyes locked on mine. Whispering to me as the oils upon water trace the milky flesh, a spindle of water vapor, spoon drifts, vaporization, and airlessness, countercurrent thoroughfares, baptizes the whelming plunge, percolate through and wash in lightly, diffuse the upspring pullulate, nor work it amateurishly on, nor tinker at the edges of, to rearrange the colors, potters about with the flux of elusiveness. Sulpatures in the churchyard, charnels, the house of a burial chamber, waterlogged, and all and sundry of a summer tides, one and all of us. End poem.
Beautiful read. She really captures the essence of her prompt in a fantastical language that she uses here. Sepulchres in a churchyard. Sepulchres in a churchyard. Candles, the house of a burial chamber, waterlogged in all and sundry of a summer tides, one and all of us. Yeah, just fantastic imagery and a metaphor throughout. Beautifully written, beautifully read. What did you think, Lee?
Can you hear me, Grace?
Okay. You know, I love hearing Kay read. She has such a beautiful voice for reading poetry. And what I loved about this is that there's several things that I liked about this, but how she starts off, how the strength of love, and when you care for somebody, the romanticism, it says, baby doll of his strength, as she is the wine of his reservoir of depth, strong arms of tenderness carry me into the water, his eyes locked on mine, whispering to me as the oils upon the water trace the fleshly skin. You know, and it just shows the depth of love that he has for her and the depth of love that she has for him, because it's to trust, some trust has to be earned. And once it's broken, it's so hard to get back. But when you have that in a relationship, it's magnificent to have trust where you can trust the other person. Beautiful poem, Kay.
Absolutely. Great comment, Leah. Okay, so I'm going to post the next one here. And this
you
is called...
You didn't ask Bobby to comment.
Sorry, yeah. Bobby, what did you think?
I don't like Gray's using his telepathy. He already knows. No, I really think this was a really a superb write. The metaphors, the vocabulary, the structure of it, the way she expresses herself is just so elegant and eloquent at the same time. It's beautifully done. And a beautiful SoundCloud.
Agreed.
I agree. Okay, well, good night, Frank. You have a good evening. Appreciate you hanging out in the group. And I'm going to grab the next poem here. And this is called A Love Tale by Poetic Prince. I jump, but I cannot leap. Entreating you is like two parallel streets that do not meet. My lips employ straightforward plain words as hidden clues. No, note, I am not a man of eloquent, noble, elevated upper schools. I keep it simple, yet I am very honest and true, and also blue. This is all that I know how and that I can do. My words are stolen from a thesaurus and a Scrabble game match I did use. This is just to say I want to get to know all that is you. End poem. I like it, you know. It's straightforward, you know, plain English, you know. It's real and it's raw. It says what it means to, and this is just to say I want to get to know you is all that is you. So, yeah, just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Leah?
I think you did a good job in reading this. And for Poetic Prince, you know, just to let him know that, you know, not everybody is looking for Einstein to marry, you know, or to be married to some uber-rich man. You know, that's not what people look for. Like he's saying, you know, he's describing stuff. He can jump, but he can't leap. You know, he says that his lips employ straightforwardness, you know, and then, you know, he says that he didn't go to fancy schools and all that pomp and circumstance. And, you know, he says that, you know, that when he's, this made me smile because my words are stolen from the thesaurus. Any Scrabble game match I did fuse.
he says that he's just basically letting her, this whoever it is that he's interested in, that this is who I am. You know, I'm not no fancy dandy. You know, you can either accept me as I am, or, you know, you're just not the person for me. Because we all know what happens when you go with the person that's not for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment, Lou. Thank you. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to paraphrase a quote from Elbert Hubbard. The quote is, an ounce of loyalty is worth a pound of cleverness. I'm going to say an ounce of sincerity is worth a pound of cleverness. And he's got more than an ounce here. A very elegant in its simplicity. It, like you said, it's very straightforward. It's unvarnished. It's unembellished. He says what he thinks and what he feels. And you can't get more elegant and eloquent than that. There's a scene from or I go with old films again. If you've ever seen The Bishop's Wife, it's an old black and white, very, very popular at Christmas time, with Cary Grant, Loretta Young. Monty Woolley is in it, and he's talking, and Cary Grant plays an angel, and Monty Woolley plays an old professor, and he's talking to Cary Grant, and he said, they're talking about having ever been in love. Has he ever been in love? Because he's a bachelor. And he said, my boy, he said, she was a vision of loveliness. She was a vision of delight. Said, every time I got around her, I got tongue-tied. I worshipped her. I loved her. I worshipped her from afar. He said, and she married a great hulking oaf who was on the football team. He couldn't put two words together, but he knew how to say, I love you.
Right.
And that was just that spoke volumes. Here's an educated man who can't tell someone how he feels.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Bobby, you're up next.
And so am I? Okay.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Did I send two things in? Oh, it's not me. All righty, I've lost myself again. Here we go. Okay. I Could Say by Laurent Lourdes. I could say, I love your eyes so deep, cool, and slowly as I sink, I realize I'm not afraid to drown in you. Or I could say, I love your hair so soft, a river of dark satin that flows like a torrent down your pillow and across my chest, flooding the desert of my heart. Or I could say, I love your lips so warm that speak the words I long to hear, falling on me like evening rain, washing away all my fears, as every night you call me to your side, whispering promises of eternal love. Or I could say, I love all exquisiteness at you as your soft and gentle curves beckon my fingers to travel the paths leading to the crossroads of your heart. Or I could say, and poem.
Beautiful read, Bobby. And this is it's a delightful poem in its simplistic, straightforward nature as well. I could say, I love your eyes so deep, pools of quicksand from which I cannot escape. And slowly as I sink, I realize I'm not afraid to drown in you. And how beautiful is that? It's just epic imagery and emotions throughout. Beautiful job, Bobby and Laurent Lourdes. Fantastic read. What did you think, Leah? Hello, Leah. What did you think?
Can you hear me? Because I'm talking.
Yeah.
Was I talking to my mute button?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this poem. You know, I enjoyed the thought of it. I enjoyed the imagery. I enjoyed the romance. You know, the questioning of a soul. And then for him to be, you know, thinking so much of that person that he's with right now. You know, because in each paragraph, he says that he loves her eyes so deep that if he drowned, he didn't care. He said, you know, and then he talks about her hair, how it just flows across the pillow of his chest, flooding the desert of my heart. Because, you know, for me, when you have not been loved in so long and somebody actually loves you, it's like you can't get enough of that person. And then he talks about, you know, her lips, you know, that she, her kisses make him believe that he's safe, that he doesn't have any fears, that she will be there with him forever. And then I'm going to stop there because I'll read the next one too so Bobby can comment.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
I saw a whole schmo.
What did you think of it, Bobby?
This is classic romantic poetry. Again, this is adoration. This is the devotion of the man to his lady love. I mean, this is a proclamation of his adoration. And the ending is so clever. It just trails off with, I could say, which it just leaves the continuation of this piece as an exercise for the reader. But it basically implies that he is so enamored, so deeply in love with this person that he could go on and on and on describing in great minute detail how much he adores her. It's a beautiful piece. It really is so romantic.
Absolutely. Okay. Would you like to say anything about your upcoming shows, Bobby?
Sure. Why the hell not? we have our next show is coming up this Saturday. Dan the Man and myself. And as I'm speaking here, I'm quickly turning to my contests. And we have two that are active right now. The one that we're going to air the pieces from this Saturday is the entries from the Metaphorical Realism of Vladimir Kush. It's still open. I'm going to leave it open for probably the rest of the week. And this is some very imaginative artwork, and in contrast, which is it is also imaginative, is the contest that I just opened last, but in Monday, the Everyday Abstractions by Christoph Nyman. And what Chris Nyman does is he takes everyday objects and he doodles around them to have them suggest there's something entirely different. A pair of bananas. He doodles the front end of a horse around it, and the back the bananas look like the horse's back legs. he's got a cup. Yeah, or it's a mug of coffee, straight down black coffee. But what it is actually in the drawing is the yawning, this gaping, yawning mouth of a man who's sitting on the edge of the bed stretching, just getting up. And they're very clever, and he said one is a paintbrush where the paintbrush, the bristles are a girl's skirt, and he draws arms and legs around it. You have to really see it to appreciate it, because I'm not doing it justice. But it's taken everyday objects and just very, very creatively doodling around them and making them suggest something else. And we've got some great imaginative pieces from it. And the way I'm doing the rotation, just an FYI for whoever's listening, I've been doing research and harvesting artists, and I find that they're not surprisingly more men surrealists than female. So what I'm doing with the rotation is two male artists in sequence, and then followed by a female artist. So the next one coming up is going to be a female artist, and it's going to be, I'll give you a quick a hint here as soon as I pull up the draft. I've already done the contest. The mysticism and magic of Remedios Varo. And she's, I forget, I think she's South American, but some fantastic artwork. So again, it's a two male artists and then a female, I'm trying to give equal time. But I have been finding some amazing artists out there, and so I've got a lineup for almost like the rest of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah. So anyway, people have been entering some really just outstanding poetry. They've been really inspired by the artwork. So I'm very gratified by the way it's all working out.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, ladies. I appreciate you hanging out with me tonight.
Sure, you betcha.
Much love. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Love you guys. Buenas noches.